regards to your question about the Kohen Mechaber holders an Isser of having fish with milchiks. So what does he do with this Gemara? So somebody suggested he's more using it as a mushal, even though it's talking not in the Gay Lamaisa, but the more could have given the mushal was something else, which wasn't fish. But it's the Dugma of Alma, that's what he answered according to Mechaber. So I'm not sure I'm happy with the answer. Like, why punk that has to be the Dugma if punk that case is also? But okay. But at least somebody has to wear it. Okay, so we left off yesterday. We were holding in the Ramah and Sifteis. So we saw the talking about minig lesser the tafkila, but he had motu b'cholinian. So the shach in Sifkat and Dal points out, but he had is that the marshal holds that by nitzla, I feel the b'yevad the nitzla is also. So I mentioned that we passed it. I just want to read you the tzayadim. So the Chayadim is a Memches. The Chayadim works by Klalim and Simonim. The same way it does the Chochma, it's not the Chayadim, excuse me, the Chochma Zadim. Chochma Zadim works by Klalim and Simonim. He calls them Klalim and Simonim. So we would call them Simonim and Sifim, but he calls them Klalim and Simonim. I'm not sure why. I think he writes about something about Hagdama, which I read once upon a time many, many years ago. I don't remember what he says. Anyway, but in Klal Memches Simon Aleph, so he brings in the Mechaber, holds about what's mutter. The Ramah says chachkil it's aser. But in the case where you're ready, the yemen shekar nosan the sechachol of mutter, but the yemen tzuchin al psachah shulchan aruch beim and ispashu beim and itzlu deloy kishach the cotton dal. So he speaks of a fairness that he's passing not like the shach. You know, the shach says the karn the marshal by nitzlu is going to be aser even by the yemen. We don't pass him like that. So that's that point. So you should have a markam on where that's from. That's a chokhmah zodim. The Aruch HaShulchan also seems to indicate that he brings in the shach. That says the Ramah is mashal, not like that. And he seems to be somewhat that you can be somewhat on that lemaisa. Okay. I mentioned to you yesterday that the case of the soup. The point is, if we're going to differentiate between nitzla and the special, according to the shach, so in the case where you make a vegetable soup, so the soup has a direct transfer of tam directly into the soup, whereas the vegetables have the flavor going from the pot into the liquid, into the vegetables. So with the vegetables, whatever din of nisbashlu, the soup itself, the roitiv itself, whatever din of nitzlu. So that's a piskei tshuva in Sivkat and Beis. So the piskei tshuva in Sivkat and Beis says, he brings the shach, dafkan nisbashlu, sheesh gimel nois in tam, she ikar atam harlech vim soros amayim, abo nitzlu osr shach. Fize, gam nisbashlu, the fish is taka gimel tamim, but the liquid, if you made a gravy out of it, the liquid which is that's going to be directly. Then he brings a chavis das. The chavis das says like this. And this touches on a little bit what we mentioned in the prima gadim. Prima gadim says there's a difference between a transfer of oichel to oichel and a transfer of through a kli. Then David asked the question yesterday, which we're going to touch on that a little bit now. Then he brings, that's a prima gadim, right? That's talking about prima gadim. Now, because of oid, the chavis das, that even according to the sheet again, even according to the mashal, and according to the shach, that nitzla is aser. So it means I took the fish and I put the fish directly onto the surface of the pot. So it's absorbing the tam directly from the pot. So it's not gimel nos tam. But we have to know, the next question we have to know is how did the flavor get into the pot? We didn't discuss how the flavor got into the pot. We discussed how the flavor is coming out of the pot. So we said, okay, that if you put the fish into the pot, when it's cooking, so the flavor is coming out of the pot into the water, from the water into the fish, so that it went into the pot, that's one time. Out of the pot into the water is the second time. From the water to the fish is the third time. Okay, so that's considered, that's bidi avad mut. But the case where the fish is sitting directly on the pot, it's you're roasting it, so you're frying it, so in that situation, it's only two nice a time, bidi avad zos. That the tzliya of the fish was on a kli which had absorbed the time of the basr through tzliya. So there's a direct and sinus time from the basr into the kli. Now there's a direct and sinus time from the kli into the fish. The time in the pot. And again, we're all the way to Ben Yom. So the fact that I used my pot to fry something, meat, 3 days ago, that's not important to me. I know the last 24 hours, well, how did I use meat in it? Well, I cooked meat in it with a liquid. So it comes out that there was a base, there's two nosni tams at the Chafetz Das. There was an asinus tam from the meat into the liquid, from liquid into the pot. And now I'm putting the fish directly onto the pot, but they still give a nosni tam. So even according to the Marshal, which is Machr by Nitzla, not in this case. Right? Again, we're only worried about Ben Yama. So I can tell you, I know how I use the pot last night for hours. I use it to cook meat. I cooked a roast last night. I cooked it with liquid. It was a boiled roast. So the tam went into the pot. Through the mayim, so it's the basar into the mayim into the kli, and now I put the fish directly onto the kli. So it comes to Marshal, you put it directly on, it's a problem, even with the air. Right? So I took the fish, which now has this tam. I mixed it with milk. So I say, but bidi avad is mutter. No, it's tzli. It's all bidi avad is us. Not the chav is us. So it's mutter because gimel nesli tam. Now does this? Does this din of the Chavetz Das stim with what we said before from the Pribagodim? That Eichel to Eichel doesn't have a din of the Sinas Tam. It transfers flavor, but that's considered a significant transfer of flavor. That's not this din. This din is only what you're talking about into the Tam which goes into Belia, into the Dafne Kedera is a different type of Tam, and that's where the concept of not bread out applies. But if you take a flavor which goes from a food into another food, the whole concept of three knots, four knots, it's irrelevant. I don't care how many that you have, it's going to be, it's a true transfer of Tom. That's considered a Tom Gomer, Tom Rishon, and it doesn't make a difference. That's what we saw for the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim in the introduction, the Mishmet says over here, in Sivkot Na'alov, he points out that Nafkamino. And now we're saying that, so we have the scenario yesterday. We're different. The Prima Gadim's point needs to be explained. Why? Because this Chiluk of the Shach seems to say not like that. And the case of the Chavetz Das even more not like that. Let's do it step by step. The case of the Shach is, the Shach is saying the difference between, according to Marshal, between Bishul and Sli. Why? Because Bishul, it's three nosni tam. So what are the three nosni tam? The meat went into the pot, that's one. The pot went into the water, that's two. The water went into the fish, that's three. As opposed to if you did Sli, there is the sinus tam from the meat into the pot, and from the pot directly into the fish. So that's also a bidi avad according to the Marsha. But case of Bishul, you add another step because it went through the water. But you're saying that that the transfer of flavor from the water to the fish is downgrading it. So you're saying that the transfer. So that you understand that's not connected with what the Prima Gadim is saying necessarily, because once you take a tam and you put it into the walls of a kli, and it's a weakened tam to start with, so that the fact it moves through multiple mediums is going to be significant. So it goes, the first step is the tam is into a kli, and then from a kli it goes into an oichel, and then from that oichel goes into another oichel. Even the Prima Gadim could agree with it, that's called a downgrade. Why? Because the tam which you're starting with, a tam gomer of food, going into food, so the Prima Gadim, that's irrelevant to discuss this issue, not by now. So I have something. I'm making a pie in the oven, and there's some fleishik next to it. And the fleishik touches the crust of the pie, and then it goes through into the filling into the pie, and that's irrelevant. That could not burn up. But if I have my fleishik touching the pie plate without any liquid over there, so it's or maybe there's a blia going into the pie plate, and then that blia is going into the food. Now that's not a good mushel while it's actually cooking for different reasons. We'll talk about that. We'll get to that. So I'm not thinking of actual mushel right now, which is a good mushel for it. But that's what the Prima Gadim says. If there was an Asidus Tam into a, but the Kiddush of the Chavis Das is beyond that. Chavis Das' case, where it went from the meat into a liquid, then into the pot. So he's seeing that that's already considered a downgrade, going from the meat into the liquid, into the pot. The Chavis Das himself says he agrees with the Chayotim in the case of Oichot, 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 that there's no din of not. Then he says he agrees with that. Okay? So you hear the Chiddush of the Chavis Das. The Chavis Das agrees to the Prima Gadim that Oichel Toichel Toichel is not called Napranat. It's called Mesinas Tam Rishon. It's the original full flavor. But he's saying, but even so, so now we're saying, but even though that's true, step number one, before we get to the Chavis Das, comes the Shach and says, but if it's meat into the pot into water, water into food, that's called a downgrade. It's Oichel Toichel. As long as there was a keli involved in the first step of the process, yes, now that type of time, which comes out of Kli, even the Prima Gadim agrees to, can be downgraded through multiple stages of liquid, of foodstuffs. Comes the Chavis Das, says, as long as there's Kli involved anywhere in the process, it downgrades. Which means, because of Kli, the type of time that a Kli absorbs is different than what a food absorbs. So it went from oichel to the mayim. It went from the basher to the water, and then into the kli. That time that the kli is getting from the water is less significant than the time it gets the meat from the meat tray. The kli's ability to absorb. Okay, I'm not sure how we know this. This is the assumption that the Chavis Das is saying. Okay, that's a fair question. It's a very fair question. So how much are we concerned about the fact that there was a direct touch at some point in the process? So if Moshe is doing his homework, or he's looking back and seeing Sadi Dalet, right? And the Prima Gadim over there in Sadi Dalet, which touches on this question. So there is a... Everybody's with me so far? Yeah? You use Pasha like that. Okay, fine. Good.
I'm not understanding where the point of Kiddush is.
Again, so the Prima Gadim told us that that transfers of time from oichel to oichel to oichel, it's not a downgrade because it's in food. Time in food is a real bona fide time. So the fact that it moved through multiple mediums of food doesn't change anything. Time is time, a bona fide time. The amount of time that a kli can absorb is a different type of I don't know what the mitzi is, how you say it in English. I don't know what it is, but it means it's a metallic time. It's not real full time to start with. So if it's that being said, the din of time kicker tells me that time is significant enough to create a problem. Comes our gemara, and the gemara says that's not benati surah, right? The fact that it's a not barnat doesn't make a difference. But by not barnat teira, the time is downgraded enough that you cannot put any yisur on it. That's right. Comes along, so that's the point of the Prima Gadim. So we understand that. That's so good so far. Comes, we're saying, let's say a Kiddush. And even according to the Prima Gadim, that oichel doesn't downgrade the time, but a degraded time to start with, multiple mediums afterwards will affect it. So if I put from the meat directly into the pot, Now I take it out of the pot through water, and from water into the fish. Since I'm starting with the tom in the pot already, which is a degraded tom to start with, compared to the tom of an oichel, that when it goes to water and then to a fish is enough of a downgrade that b'diyah but it's mut. Whereas if you put the fish directly in the pot, it's not going to be mut to b'diyah. Ad kan shach. Comes the Chabad Daz and says, I'll tell you a bigger chiddush, that the case where it went from the meat into the water, then into the pot. Now, as far as we know, according to the Prima Gadim, a transfer of tam from the meat into the water is not a downgraded tam. It's not a degraded tam at all. That's full-fledged tam. So as far as we understand from the Prima Gadim, when that comes to the pot, that's all like tamrishin. So all you have so far is meat into the pot. The fact that you use water in the middle is not. Who cares? Because according to the Prima Gadim, that doesn't downgrade. Come right, and now we're saying, okay, now it goes from the pot directly into the fish. So that's the Marshal's case, right? No, it's Gimel Tam. Where's the Gimel Tam? I understand the time is Gimel Tam when you're that the water after it's already in the pot, it's a weakened Tam to start with. The water will weaken even further, even though it's an oich. But the water should weaken it first. That's a bit kiddush. Because says that's also called Gimel Nosi Tam. Again, where you pass on the Chokhmah Sodom is not an issue.
So how does that work? It goes
echo to echo, and then all of a sudden the mafreya becomes extra weaker when it hits the. Yeah. But if it went echo to echo and don't hit anything, it stays as the. Yeah. Right? Right. I mean. There's a sif inside which we're going to have to actually see the sif itself because it's rare. It's built on the din of not by not. But there the Prima Gadim. So it's in Siman Sadi Dalit Sif Hey. There's a long shach in Sif Katan Tes Vav. Supreme God, on that shach. The case over here, just give out the case. The case which we're dealing with in Siman Sadi Dalet is you took a kli which has no status yet. It's par. It's never been used for hot, and you cooked water in it. Then you take a milk of a spoon, which is a ben yarmai, you stick it into the water, and there's not samach on the water, can get more than the spoon. So the tam of the spoon went into the water and went into the pot. So yes, hostu l'chara, theoretically a milk of a pot, right? You take that water out, good. A little while later, you heat up water again in it, and you stick a fleishik spoon into the pot. Right, so like, why would you want to do something like that? Right, that's a good question. This, by the way, is when we discuss the issues of dishwashers going from milchus to fleishigs. That's really what happened. You had milchus kalim in there, which you did with hot water, heated it up. It's like you put liquid together with that, and there's a blia going into the pot from the milchus kalim. Later on, you did the same thing with fleishigs. Right, so that's really, so I don't know why they want to do this but once upon a time, but nowadays theoretically the issue of using your dishwasher, now there's Be'en, it's a whole different ballgame, right? So your normal dishwasher, unless you're one of these very fastidious people who wash the dishes before they put them into the dishwasher, which is that's what it used to be, that they used to do that. Like, one person once said, we never put dirty dishes in the dishwasher. There's an older woman, like Chas v'Shalom. Like I'm saying, like, so what are you in the dishwasher for? Like, you know, but that was an attitude, like in one of the generations, like, you know, like it was beneath the Balabasta's dignity to do such a thing. So you're dealing with theoretically a no ban, just a pile of blias. So that's really what's happening. It's very very similar to this case. Okay, and both of them were Bnei Yarmon. And there wasn't shishim in either case. So the Mechaber says it's also lishtamish the kedera loy basar lecholov, but you can use it for par. Okay, it's not considered basar bicholov, but you can't use it for basar or cholov because it has a tam basar and a tam cholov in it. That's very bekitzer. The shach very bekitzer
doesn't agree with that.
Very barichus doesn't agree with that. I'm saying a very bekitzer. So teichel the borim, the shach comes out. Ilu remachar abish lechatchila. Over here, it's gimel nosi tam, and therefore it's mut. So the prima gadim says. But the case of the Ramah is machar by case of Bishul given the Shatam. You know, the Chachila, we're talking about the Chachila. Right? The Ramah is machar by given the Shatam. As it says, so you have to say that the case of Bishul Mamayim, sometimes the fish touches the pot directly. Even while it's being cooked in the Mayim, there's moments where there's direct contact. Whereas over here, there's no direct, any point in time, there's no such thing as direct contact. So the Mela, that's a different, that gives the Gimel is a time where there was never a moment of direct contact, that even the Ramah will agree is Mutal Chachi. That's what the Shah, according to the Shah. You know, Ladina, he's being Makabal, Ladina, I don't know, according to the Ramah. The Shah himself is saying, I agree with the Ramah in the Sadi. Hey, that Gimel is a time by Bishul. The Gimel Nosetam by Bishul is not Mutal Chachilo, but over here I'm saying it is. I can use it for milk things afterwards. It's not. I'm allowed to do that because Gimel Nosetam. So he says the difference is that over here there's no way that the transfer of tam from the calf into the pot requires liquid, because the transfer from a kli to a kli is only if there's a liquid between them. You have two pots, a milk pot and a fish pot, which are touch each other, and there's no moisture between them, there's no transfer of tam. So from a kli to a kli, it doesn't transfer without this. So there has to be a liquid in between. It never works without the liquid. Where Mashengen over here in Sadi, hey, the case was there moments where the fish is touching directly to the pot, and that's why we're machmer by Gimel, by Bishul. That's what Prima Gadim says. Okay, so now, how does that fit with the Chavos Das? That's Moshe's question. We'll leave that standing for now. Okay. One last point I want to point out. Assuming that you're going to be machmer like the Marshal, which are some places are machmer like the Marshal, but again, the Chachamos Das are not machmer, but there are. I took a look at the Rabbi Forrest Sefer this morning. He says, in that situation, you should ask a competent Mara Harua, which means he's assuming that there are some Mara Harua which are going to pass the Chumrah. My Rebbe told me, but let's say you would. So we have a case of Rimachman by Tzli. So we already were Makadosh that you can have a din of tzli on a liquid. The soup has a din of tzli, which, right? So the people got to add one more scenario, like a similar type of a concept. Person's cooking rice with water. He lets it sit to the point where it's mistamik. It dries out. So at that point in time, it's considered tzli. It's considered tzli. So then, if you would cook rice, or you cook macaroni, if you let the water boil out to the point where they cooked it, you know, some it's stuck onto the pot, you think of them, even according to the Marshal, even if b'dieved, you mix it with the cheese, you can't eat it. Because that's already tzli, that's not bishul. Even though you started out with water, the fact that you started out with water doesn't change. The bleas don't leave. Bleas are magical. The pliyas have a tremendous staying power. They can be mavliya, be mavliya, be mavliya multiple times. You know, Mamanashach, it was mavliya already earlier, so how can we mavliya again now? No, it's still, it came, all of it came out, you know, and then it's going to come out again. Right? So we'll see that's how bliyas work. So once bliyas have this magical ability to do it, so the fact that the beginning of the process, they were transferring tam through water, and therefore it's a bishul, and therefore b'dieved, if you mix it with cheese, it's mutter. But once it dries out at the end, and there's heat transferring directly from the pot into the food, because now there's no liquid there, that time which goes in is a case of tzli. So then, according to Marshall, even Bidiyev, if you mix it together, it's going to be awesome.
Why are we ignoring the liquid that's in the salad? Marshall carried in the soup is full of juice. Why don't we say, oh, the juice is tzli, and you're eating the carrot with the tzli in
Once you're telling me that this argument that the roitav has a din of tzli, not a bishul, the roitav is absorbed into the food. Yeah, I don't think we're taking the chumrah that far. Okay. Fine. Now we didn't see the taz. Gimel and Dal, we didn't see the Taz yet. So let's see the Taz. So the Taz says in Gimel, again, we didn't do Bay yet, I know. We have to go back to Bay at some point in time. That's the Shach and Bay's and the Taz and Bay's. But for now, we're focused on this part of the Ramah. V'yesh rak rebet tzli yobisha. Zeh havi kemoi mamish shabosar bedogim. This sheet to hold, that's not called just this concept of not bar not, because it's only in the sinus tam, and it's in the sinus tam, over the sinus tam, but rather it's called that there's a mamish transfer of tam, and that doesn't get downgraded by the fact that it goes into a second medium afterwards. But here, not bar not, ela olu l'chud. Dehanu dogim roistim, miyad achar shesilkim in ha'esh, so they're very hot, so they have a kayak of absorbing tam, but they weren't, and you put them in Osim Mekorosh, Albos, Tsunenis, you put it on a cold plate, so the hot fish can absorb the flavor from the cold plate. So that's the case which the Gemara is talking about, only over there, and that the Gemara said Mutter over there, the Loch is a Mutter Loch, you can eat it with milk. But if the plate was hot, you had a heated plate, and you had heated fish, that's not any better than sleep. That there's going to be a transfer of tam, equivalent of as it were, of a klirishin. Because you have a heated plate and you have a heated food. Okay. Now, Zakta Taz, I have a new problem. Because Al said you can't, Basar and Dogim together is a sakana. So, forget about this problem eating with milk. It has a fleshing of tam, and you have a fleshing of tam in your fish. Why aren't we worried about the problem of eating meats with fish together? Vein lahakshas. The mashra kind of dafke im cholov osur adog. The only problem is eating it with milk afterwards. I mean, if they add some shori, but eat it as take the fish and eat the fish, it's fine. How so? Hayesh bro isur mishum sakana. Kama shakaz isim kuf. It says later on in kuf tezayin. Yesh sakana in this bashal dog im basur. So that's he answers this question. And he says, along the lines of this answer which we gave for the Beis Yosef, the Khan, Loinochas the Dinze, the Mashanagalinian, not Bernat, and Ekonomi, you shouldn't eat it because it's Takas Agana, but the Mice is not, it's not Bernat. Like, Sagabi didn't have Bernat, it's what they eat with milk. But the Mice, don't touch the thing because it's gonna be dangerous. Okay? Ken Kosta Marshall, Perkin Anosha, Simon Tez, that's what the Marshall says to answer that Kash. So the Taz, I have a different teretz. Al shabisa behetar klal matas kosta bezila shana. Chayin kol davar shehu mishum plitas kalim. Ain oisim mi basal the dogim b'diavad mishum sakanas davar acher. The Mora says that there's a problem of davar acher that eating basal dogim together causes saras. That concern is only we're talking about meat and fish, the actual meat and actual fish, or actual transfer of the tam of meat directly into the fish. But Plitas Kalim doesn't have that sakana. Tamata Gemara, Dagim Shalom Bakar, Rice Tim Shabasa, and brings us Raya. This is the Mash Sarki and Lefiza Mimash Skartikan. Teretz is The more bring stories, they did it. And apparently it was safe. So, must be that's not a problem. So that's how he answers that question. So, that's his aside. So, practical halakha l'maaseh, if I want to cook, take it a step further, I want to cook my fish Erev Shabbos. So there was a minig, historically there was a minig, my shirga told me that they had the fish pot, special pot for fish. The fish pot is not available, so what do? Well, you don't have a fish pot, right? So you want to cook it in a fleshik pot. So it's mutter. It's only Tom Boster. And that's not the pleater's plea is not a problem. The guy be the sakana of Boster and Doggin.
I used an expression before by official and plea is like my mamish shall Boster the Doggin. Doesn't sounds like it's not pleater's kid. It's mamish shall Boster Doggin. Does that apply to?
No, that's what the Marshal said.
Clearly applying it to Bishul too.
Right. Correct.
So when you said before that it's my mamish shall bust the dugim, that's a bit of an exaggeration. So it does get.
Well, see, that's not 100% wrong because remember he's quoting the Marshal, right? The Marshal taka holds that the taka it's a problem. You can't eat. It's taka problem on bust the dugim. Right? When, he's just saying the more he was using it as a dugma ba'alma, right? So I saw the sefer which wanted the answer on the Beis Yosef said like the Taz says the Gabi Boser Dog, and he says the same cheshbon. Okay, fine. So you can have your hot fish placed on your fleshika plate. You have a hot fish cooked in your fleshika pot. According to the Loch Lamaisa of the Taz, he seems to be Simon Klamaisa. Says that's what the Marshal said. But the Maisa, the Mr. Hathit says, and that's what that is the Minigar Poiskim. I can't tell you maybe this in Purimach, we're worried about it, but the Minigar Poiskim is to allow that. So you can cook your fish in your Ben Yomo fleshika pot. So you use the pot for cooking chicken soup. And then you pour, clean it out, and then you want to cook fish in it afterwards, that's fine.
He's fixing the word b'di'evet.
Does that mean you shouldn't use a fleshy shot? The oyster is, Amash Omer, dogim shalom b'kar, yeshom b'zeh she'ein tekona b'chilas dag she'esh b'tam b'osr. So there's no danger. That's not the subject of how we understand it. It's not a problem. It's not considered a sakana.
Given a sakana, is that probably on like the whole city of town kicker, maybe a few whole town kicker, let's say there wasn't a trap on it. Are those two things the cloud flies out? Is that?
No. No.
Would the bit of make also apply or what was the double
farm? That's a good question. I'm not sure. I have to look that up. I mean, you'd have to work out the scenario because, in general, we assume if the ikar of the food is not a davar chorev, doesn't have a din of davar chorev. Does that play out the gabi? That's gabi yisurim. Does it play out the gabi sakana? How it plays out? I'm not sure. It's a good question. I'll look into that. Okay. Now, Taz Dalit. So, let's get our steps clear again. So we said that there's really three steps in the process. The first step in the process is I want to go to Chatchila, cook in a kli, which is fleishigs, with intent to use it for milkers. So we said that the Shach points out, even the Mechaber agrees that you can't. I cannot cook in a kli with intent to use it for to mix it with milkers. I already cooked in the kli without thinking about that. I didn't plan to use it for milk, so I forgot that it was fleishig. That wasn't my intent. And now I realize that I have this item cooked in the kli, which is intended. Now I want to use it for milk. So I boiled water, planning to make tea. I said, you know what? Why not have a coffee? So the water is already boiled. I cooked in a fleishig pot, clean pot, ben yomo. I used it for chicken soup last night, less than 24 hours ago. It's a ben yomo pot. I boiled up water, and I was planning to make tea, and then I said, you know what, I changed my mind, I want to make coffee. So the Mechaber says, I can make coffee with it. I can use it to make coffee, even though I'm planning to add milk to it. The Ramah says, no, you don't do that. You cannot intentionally mix it with milk. I already made the coffee and already added the milk, but yeah, but it's more. Okay, that's in a case of bishul. What about a case of olu? So we discussed this case the same type of scenario yesterday. Person makes a part of a kugel and a part of a pan. He wants to present it nicely to the table. The only tray he has, which he can use, is a fleishig tray. Ben Yomo tray was used to present beautiful meat, hot meat last night. Now I want to put on that tray this hot kugel, part of a kugel, hot tray, to bring to the table to eat together with milk. I'm going to take my kugel and eat it together with my cottage cheese. So I want to do the chatchila, put it on the kara for the purpose of bringing it to eat it with milk. So I'm not cooking it with it, I'm being all of a car. Right? So minig less of the chatchila, the Rambam said the minig is less of the chatchila by the case of bishul. Zatataz, Masha the Baloi Bishlu, Ella Olu Luchud, Mutafila Chatchila. So we just said we said there are three steps in the chachilas. So they say the same way there are three steps in the chachilas by bishul, there are three steps with regards to aliyah. I can the chachila put it on the tray with intent to bring it to the table to eat with milchiks. I put it on the tray, I can bring it to the table on the side to eat it with milchiks. Or I already mixed it with milchiks. Right? So according to the Ramah, a makra by bishul, steps one and two, it's only mutter number three.
That's why I said it.
I'm telling you, that's a chumra by bishul. But by aliyah, it's mutter l'chadchila. What's mutter l'chadchila? Step number two, or even step number one? Right? So can I say, you know what, I put it on the fleishig tray, brought to the table, oy vey, it's a fleishig tray, what do? You can still mix it with milk. That's for sure. What about, can I put it on the tray l'chadchila when the tent to bring it to the table to eat it with milchiks? What's that case over there? So that's what the Taz is going to handle. So I'm taking my kidneys, which are cooked in a milchiks pot. I could put them into this fleishig kli. I'm allowed to do that. Zok the Taz umelu the Dan shon machmir mebishul b'chol apakas ba'olu mutzer kein lechadchila. As a kosev yosef zeh chaylik al mash a kosev a smak chila also aloysim b'kli shal boser kadei la'och la'achagach b'kuta. So the Beis Yosef understands that this din of the sefer a truma is not the same as the smak. The smak is talking about step number one. The smak is saying that I want to go to chatchila, put it on the kli in order to bring it to the table to eat it with kuta. Right? So that's step number one. The smak says you can't do that. Sefer Truma says that the chatchila is mutter. Step number two. So the Sefer Truma and the smak are arguing. So the Taz is going to say, where are they arguing? The smak is talking about step number one. The Sefer Truma is talking about step number two. Beis Yosef doesn't see it like that. Mechain Reisi beRashal Perak Chalabos Simin Sama Gimel. They says that these two shitas are arguing. Who shall be dictated? That's what the Beis Yosef says is not correct, not precise. The Gam Asmak Marta Achakach LeChadchila BeKutach. He's asking, once you put it into the tray, you can mix it with Kutach LeChadchila. Step number two is Mutter according to the Smak. All the Smak said is you can't do step number one. You can't put it in there for the purpose of mixing it with milk. But once you put it into the flesh of kli, to then mix it with milk, if it's just a li, it's not bishul, it's mutter. Alkein shaper make a ramah below bishul afil lechatchila. Step number two. I've lost the chatchila haloisim mekli boser kdei loachla achal kapakutach. The Ramah's not arguing on that. We came past the Isser Behetter, Klal Amadal, B'Shem Smak, the Osser Ligram, not Barnat, the Chadchila, Afila Behalua, Beloi Bishul. Okay, and that's, so the Isser Behetter puts it down, he puts down the two steps. You're not benarot the chatchila, even in the case of halal, which you cannot put it into the, you didn't cook it in a flesh of kli. You want to put it into a flesh of kli to then later on eat it with milk. It's that you can't do. With bishul, also the chatchila, feel a laurus achakach lecholiv. But bishul, also the next step, once you've done that, can you then mix it with milk? By aliyah, yes, and by bishul, no. What's mutter by bishul? Only b'diyam. If you actually mixed it already, that's mutter. Okay. So this is where we go. We go with the stas that's his understanding of the Ramah. There's nobody. He learns. There's nobody arguing in this. I mean, the Beis Yisrael learns. There's nobody's arguing in this. There's no argument that it's clear in the Gemara that Olu you're allowed to eat with kuta, which means step aliyah to then mix it with kuta chasmos. That's clear, right? According to Machaber, bishul is the same thing as aliyah. So by bishul also, once you already cooked it, you're allowed to mix it with milk. Comes Ramah says no. Some people hold that bishul is awesome. So you know, we went to step two. But the lashon Gemara, everybody agrees, is all b'diavad. That dogam shalom b'kara. Once you put it in the car, you can mix it with kuta. But you shouldn't put it in the car of the kapkila with intent to mix it with kuta. That nobody was mad. So there's no makolikas. The way the Taz learns, so he's matul shalom b'maya shamaya b'maya shamata. Everybody's very happy. Except the Beis Yosef says that there's no makolikas. So he doesn't understand the pshat and the Beis Yosef and the mashal as well. So you have a hesber in the Beis Yosef? No. Okay.
If it's cold, then l'chatchila you need to do it.
If it's cold, it's mutter l'chatchila. Yeah. Might be not to say the smartest idea, because sometimes you might make mistakes, but make your din is mutter, yeah. There is, we'll learn Tzadi Aleph, we'll learn some details about using clean kalim milchiks for fleshes for milchiks. There are some limitations to it, you know, because of xeris you might come to use it for hot, etc. But make your let's assume for now that it's more details to follow when we get this out of y'all. Yeah, we're good, right? I think the Taz is very clear. The Taz, you know, where we so step number one, i.e., to have intent to use it, use this kli, which is, let's say, fleishiks, planning to later on mix it with milchiks, whether it's talking about aliyah, which means a klisheni, or bishul, kli rishon, you can't do. Step number two, you already put into the kli, can you then intentionally mix it with milchiks? By aliyah, yes. By bishul, machlokes in mechaber and the Ramah. And step number three, you already mixed it with milchiks. So b'diavad, the Ramah says everything is mutter, and then we have the shach, means the mashal, that's only by bishul, not by tzli. Okay. The kasa mashal, mazel hashanu. V'marach ha'sha'alam taifsim l'isr b'nisbashu. In Cain, the special b'klishen ben yoyim b'nami yosef. Once the Ramah is saying, I mean, the mashal wasn't coming off the Ramah because the mashal was contemporary of the Ramah, but he's agreeing to the concept the minig Ashkenazi, the minig is lesser lechatchila. So the minig is already, the Ramah is recording the minig of what they were doing. So mashal says that referencing that minig, that the minig of the Olam was for Ashkenazim to not allow to do stage number two by bishul. Now we're talking about we've been talking until this time always a kli ben yoyma, right? Now what about kli shena ben yoyma? Is that also the chatchila? So that's the next step with the Taz and the Marshal are going to talk about. So Batsim, Midaraisa, Klisha, and Ben Yarmah never creates any problems. There's Gzeiras, the Rabbonon, Chazal Asr, and Ena Ben Yarmah, Otto Ben Yarmah. So now the question is, does it make sense that they should Asr and Ena Ben Yarmah in this scenario? So let's flesh out the question a little bit. How do you understand the Ramah? The Machaber says that Mikradin, even bishul in a fleshy kapat is mutter to mix it with milchus. So I cooked my fish in a fleshy kapat, I can go mix it with milchus. Rav Rishonim went like that. Okay? The Rama says there's a Yesh Omrim. Right? So he tells you it's a Rivon, it's a Mordechai, so it's a Ruah. But Haminig Lesser Lachachilo, but he ever went to Becholin. So how do you understand that? So the simple way to understand that is that we're masked to the Machaber Mikra Din that it's Mutter. Just there's a minute to be machmir like that shita. So that minute is to be machmir lechad kila, but they're not going to ask for food b'di'ebed when mikra din is mutter. Okay, so we're going to be machmir lechad kila. Now I'm going to say, you know, now let's go to the next step. It's eidah ben yomai. So eidah ben yomai is if we ask her, it's a gzeirah to ben yomai. But someone ben yomai is meeker than mutter. It's not logical to make a gzeira from an eno ben yomai or to ben yomai, which even in ben yomai really, really is mutter. Right? That's the car would be the logical way to look at it. So again, once you tell me that the Ramo agrees that the Igor Psak is like the Machaber, then it's mutter. Elamai, what? So we have a minute to Chachila to be Machaber because of that sheet of the Rivon, etc. But yeah, we don't worry about it because the meeker then it's mutter. So to ask her, it ain't a ben yomai. It's not mistaber. The Marshal says we ask her ain't a ben yomai. What's the meaning is to ask her the chachila, even by ain't a ben yomai, we ask her the chachila. And the Taz says no. It doesn't make any sense. Why would we do such a thing? Because the whole reason why any Ein Ben Yomai is Osir is all part of Gzeiras Chazal that we were worried about when we were going to be Matzah. Ein Ben Yomai is, again, Mina Raisa, as long as I'm willing to, you know, to forgo having milk and fleishiks every single day, I can own one pot. Use it for fleishiks on Sunday at 6 o'clock. Wash it out well. Wait till Monday at 7 o'clock and use it for milchiks. Wash it out well. Wait till Tuesday to use it for fleishiks at 8 o'clock. As long as I have 24 hours in between, I can go back and forth. It's Ein Ben Yomai. Right? No problem. But we understand, Chazal came along and said that's not realistic because, you know, eventually the guy's going to not wait till 7 o'clock. He's going to do it at 5 o'clock. And then we have an Issa D'Oraisa. So that's something which, when it's a ben yomai, you're dealing with the ikur din of iser. We're geyser and a ben yomai to ben yomai. But something which even ben yomai, it's not ikur din as mutter. Why should we make a gzeira? Just because of Marshal, may Achash Olam types him iser ben isbashlu.
Right,
that the minig Olam is to be machmer like the sheet of the Rivon. The retoif is the iser by nisbashlu. In came in his bash of Klish Ben Yomai. Now we also the Chachila. The whole time we've come is also the Chachila. Now, no time we've come, many cases is Mutter Bidi Yevit because the Gzeris Chazal was on the Chachilas. But the same Chachila which we have by a no time we've come of Ener Ben Yomai, in general, we apply it over here as well. Okay. Now, So the Taz is going to realize that the Ramah, it's not like the Ramah, but Semech al Ramah, the Hakam is the Eloi Hipsi. You know, if you want to be Semech on the Ramah, don't worry about it, it's good. Now, the Marshal then goes to a next step. Even me, who's being Machmer, I'm telling you, the Minigra Elam is being Machmer like the Rivon. And even by Ein Ben Yomai, I have a limit how far I'm going to take this. Yeah, I have a limit how far I'm going to take this. Then again, so I'm we're saying that we're going to be typhus like the Rivon. Because the Rivon, it's also Mikra Din. So we're going to be if you want to do the minig. If you ask the Rivon what's the law of Ein Ben Yomai, he says it's awesome. The Rivon himself will tell you it's Osir, because this is according to Rivon, this is Isser. This is Isser. So if you're being typhus the shita of the Rivon, do it real. So which means even Ein Ben Yomai you're going to ask. But there are two scenarios which we can talk about. But Davka Kader Shani's Bashaba Hamichael Machsika Hamichael Kamar Kader Loyla. Okay, so you cooked the macaroni in a fleishik pot, which is an Ein Ben Yomai. So the macaroni is fleishiks. Even with Ein Ben Yomai, according to the Marshal, you have to don it as fleishiks. Okay? and therefore you should not, you're not allowed to go, you're not allowed to go and mix it with kutav. For sure, you can't cook it for that purpose. But I mean, even if you did it already, you can't mix it with cheese. If you did, the Ramah said the Bnei Yemen is mutter. Right? We're not arguing that. That's not the point. But even in a Ben Yomar L'Chadchila, you cannot go now and say, okay, you know, listen, I last time I used this fleshy kapat was a week ago. It's clean. It's not a Ben Yomar. Okay, the time is in a Ben Yomar. I want to go mix it with my cheese. Right, so you can't. So according to the Mashal, you can't do that. Alim tochav kaf shal boser ben yomoy, b'kadeira sheder ben yomoy. Shrina lochla b'cholav k'mayu hakadeira. The chmir b'tzkivas the kaf shubak roy with the remuets, v'davka shal kaf noki. So you have a clean. So you took your macaroni and cheese, and you're cooking it in a power of a pot. Or milk kapat, and you mix it with a fleshig spoon. It's macaroni, no cheese yet. Right? So, at some point in your life, if you're past getting shilas, you're going to get this scenario, whether it's in your own kitchen from your wife, or it's going to be, you know. So, I used the power of a pot, I made the macaroni, didn't mix it with the cheese, I stirred it with a fleshig spoon. Okay? So, first question is, ma'am or sir, when was the last time you used this fleshig spoon for hot fleshigs? Oh, I made chicken soup last night. I used it to stir the chicken soup last night. It's clean, right? So it's knocky. But I used it for fleishik last night. Now I stirred, right, this kaf shel boser ben yomoy into my kedera in a ben yomoy. A kaf has a transfer of time. So the Kavos Marshal says that since that's something which is akrai, and they remove it, that's mutter to now eat it with. So it's mutter to eat it with chol. So the Marshal did a two-step jump over here. The pot was power, but the pot was milk. So right now, as far as we're ready to go, we're ready to mix it with cheese. Everything's wonderful, right? It's part of a macaroni cooked in a part of a pot, or part of macaroni cooked in a milk pot, and I'm planning to mix it with cheese. Everything is wonderful. All of a sudden, I stick in this spoon. So what should happen now? So it was put in b'shas the bishul. It wasn't olu. So I can't go mix it with milkas anymore. Right? Zat Marshal? No, we'll be making allow you to mix it with milk. Okay, I want to talk about this a little bit more tomorrow because you know he says even in the case of a spoon which is ben yomo. Now that doesn't flip what we're discussing. We're discussing that we're machmer in a ben yomo. That's dafka the pot, but not the spoon. And even ben yomo spoon is mutter. Whoa! How do you do that? So that we have to explain more tomorrow. We'll talk about this a little more tomorrow.